Good morning, everybody. My name's I'm currently serving sentence for murder. Unfortunate case of home invasion gone wrong. But here I am. I'd just like to thank everybody for coming and being part of our celebration this morning. This is the second time I've done this course. It's probably, I was asked by John to sort of be a mentor towards bring the other guys into it, introduce them, sort of make them feel comfortable. I ended up just staying through the whole course, and you know, I'm really grateful for doing that because it's a wonderful course. You know, as Lynn and a lot of the victims have seen them grow through this course. I mean, I got the privilege to do it last year at Barrowin, and my friend Ross, he's a changed person. Lynn's come out of a shell a hell of a lot more. And I think it's just a wonderful course for us to be involved in. I'd like to thank the facilitators, Mark, for letting us have this course going again. And you know, hopefully there's a lot more to be to come in the future. It just allows us to sort of see all sides of the impact of our crimes and wrongdoing to one another, not just as criminals and crime, but as you know, just fellow humans, just you know, everyday, you know, wrongdoings to one another, and you know how much it can affect, you know, other people and what we do. It's just great to have victims have a chance to heal also. You know, there's like some of the stories are just too much to fathom, you know, and the forgiveness that they have to find within themselves is just so great, you know, and it's a perfect opportunity for them to sort of get together and see our story, us hear their story, and you know, it just allows them to open up. I mean, Ross last year has totally changed, you know, from not wanting to forgive, you know, certain people for his son's murder to this year, you know, maybe accepting forgiveness, you know, and allowing to forgive and therefore healing within himself, you know. Another thing we learned too is, as we brought up before, is the ripple effect. You know, the ripple effect, not so much towards the victims, but towards us also, you know. Like, our families have become victims from our crimes. Our children, you know, partners, and they probably will be victims forever from what we've done, you know. And I think if this course was restorative justice, maybe it was brought in towards the corrective aspect of the system at the moment, it may prevent or at least make people think twice of committing crimes again, you know, reduce the reoffending rate. But yeah, it's the ripple effect just goes on and on and on, you know. The victims' families and our families. So it's another great thing that it shows us, you know. A lot of blokes come up to me and say, well, you know, this course, if I do this course, it'll look really good for my parole, won't it, you know? And, you know, I have to think, well, is that a, you know, do you really want to do that course for your parole, or do you want to do it for yourself, you know? And I'll say to them, yeah, well, it looks good for their parole, because once they get to the course, it opens their eyes, you know, and it allows them to see a different side of things. I mean, it doesn't matter how you get them there, you know, as long as they come along and, you know, try and be part of it, and then they go, oh, geez, this is quite enlightening, you know, and it's a good thing, you know. So, because some of the stories I've heard, they've suffered for years, you know, even if, you know, it's a sticking a knife, waving a knife in somebody's face at the service station, you know, what effect that can have on somebody. It's just, yeah, it's phenomenal. So all I can really do is, you know, offer my condolences, and I thank you all for being part of this course.
I wish I had written something down now. You just have to bear with me. I'm not very experienced in public speaking. I'm quite nervous at the moment. My name's... I'm a long-term prisoner here at Gatton. This isn't my first time in jail. In regards to the Sycamore Tree Project, I'd like to say that this is the first time that I've ever done anything behind bars that has made me think about what I've actually done. Not what am I going to do to stay out of trouble, not how am I going to get myself out of here, but for the first time since I got locked up, listening to these people, it's made me stop and think, not just while I'm doing the course, but when I've gone back and sat in my cell at night time, thinking what I've actually done and how it has affected people, and not just the victims, not just the police, not just yourselves as law enforcement or whatever you are, as in everything. There's the whole community. I never really had much sense of community. And it's been an eye-opener. I wish I had written a few things down. I'd like to say, when I first started doing this course, my first day there, these lovely bunch of people come in, and I was almost terrified. I don't ever really remember being scared in my life, but for the first time, I was actually terrified. And it was the first time for me in a lot of years that I've actually been around normal people. So that's a bonus there for starters, you know. And I wasn't sure what to expect or how to act or what they wanted to hear or anything like that. But then I got to know them, and they made me feel like a normal person. They made me feel quite welcome, so thank you very much. And hearing their stories, like I said, it's made you think deeply. Like when you first are arrested, you come through court, you're more worried about what's going to happen next, how long are you going to get in jail, how are you going to survive in here, who are you going to have to deal with. You think about what you've done, but to be honest, you're more worried about how you're going to get away with it or how you got caught, you know. And when you actually see these people and hear their stories, and then you stop and think, it does sink in. And it makes you realise that what you're doing isn't just hurting one victim or something. Like, I'd like to give an example, like an armed robbery victim. I never realised how much it did affect them. And some of these people not only lost their jobs afterwards, but it affected their relationships with their family. You just don't think about these sort of things, you know? And, I'm getting a bit confused here. Like I said, this is the first thing I've done in jail that's made me think, like, seriously. I've done a few courses in here, but they've been to get parole or, you know, do it because sentence management wants me to do them. You know what I mean? And if you don't, they make life hard for you. So this was a voluntary course, and I decided to do it, and I've taken a lot from it. And I think it can help other people in the future. So that's all I've got to say. Thank you.